USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are the Trump administration twice urged U.S. immigration officials to release migrants onto the streets of sanctuary cities to retaliate against the president's political adversaries, a.k.a. Democrats. The Washington Post reports it reviewed email messages and spoke to Homeland Security officials who say that they ended up telling the administration the move would probably be illegal as well as inappropriate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's district in San Francisco was specifically mentioned as a target. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed the nation's most restrictive abortion law that blocks any abortions once a fetal heartbeat's detected.
The signing of this bill today is consistent with that respect for life to protect those who cannot protect themselves.
It's going to be challenged in court, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
The commander-in-chief talks about the arrest of an infamous hacker, leaker. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
President Trump reacts to the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, 47 years old, who sits in a jail in London after hiding out at the Ecuadorian embassy in England for the past 7 years. More now from the president.
I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General, who's doing an excellent job. So he'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
A monster spring storm is still walloping parts of the central U.S. Roads are closed in Colorado, the Dakotas, and Minnesota, and there are flight cancellations and delays from it still. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
The latest on the arrest of a man in connection with church fires in the South. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
In Louisiana, a man under arrest in connection with the suspicious fires at three historic black churches. The state fire marshal saying Holden Matthews, 21 years old, who is white, in police custody. He's charged with three counts of arson on a religious building.
I don't know what this young man's motive was. I don't know what was in his heart, but I can say it cannot be justified or rationalized. These were evil acts.
That's Louisiana Governor Democrat John Bel Edwards.
It has been especially painful because it reminds us of a very dark past of intimidation and fear.
Israel's attempt to land on the moon is coming up short, as Mission Control in Israel says the main engine on the spacecraft that was attempting to touch down on the moon failed, and it ended up crashing onto the moon's surface. It was the first privately funded mission to attempt a moon landing. NASA is detailing the results of its landmark twin study centered around astronaut Scott Kelly, who spent 340 days in space, and his identical twin Mark Kelly, who stayed on Earth. The study shows Scott's stay on the International Space Station changed some of his genes dramatically. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.